At first, it may sound like a hoax, a wall of molasses moving through a city, swallowing everything in its path. But the story is true, and we head to that city to uncover the unique bit of history on this edition of The American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown. Just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Stephen Puglio is the author of Dark Tide, The Great Boston Molasses Flood of 1919. We did our interview on Commercial Street, which was then home to many businesses and factories, and one very large holding tank.
There was one large tank here. It stood 50 feet tall, 90 feet in diameter, and it held about 2.3 million gallons of molasses when it was filled to capacity.
The molasses was distilled and used for industrial alcohol needed in dyes, lacquers, and paint thinners, and later in munitions during World War I. But Puglio says this large storage bin suffered from very poor construction.
The tank leaked from the very start. And when I say leaked molasses, I don't mean just pinprick leaks, but long 50-foot streams of molasses that would leak at the tank's seams.
And those leaks turned deadly early in 1919.
On January 15th, 1919, a little after lunchtime, about 12:30 p.m., a Boston police patrolman who was making his routine call back to headquarters hears a tremendous rumbling, grinding sound, and what he says later sounds like machine gun fire. Turns around and sees a 35-foot wave of molasses disgorging from the tank.
Some people hear of a molasses flood and believe it was a laughing matter. But for Boston residents that day, the wall of molasses cost many their lives and property.
21 people get killed in the flood, including a firefighter that's trapped underneath a nearby firehouse. Most people who die that day from smothering in molasses. They can't get out of the way. It travels very fast.
You can hear the full story on our American Countryside podcast. Find it on your favorite podcast platform or follow the link on the American Countryside Facebook page. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Boston, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.